Good morning and welcome to another Psalms devotional time together in God's Word. It is good to be with you on this Wednesday morning. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and sorry, running a minute or two behind. I've realized very last minute that I had not emailed out to the church the YouTube link, and there's a few people that wait for that YouTube link to be able to join us for these times together. We're jumping ahead a little bit. We're going to go to Psalm 84. Basically, I'm skipping the Psalms that I just preached through this summer. So if you want to hear from those Psalms, you can find all those sermons online, and you're welcome to do that. But we're going to jump ahead to Psalm 84 this morning, which is a great Psalm and just a wonderful longing for God's presence and a desire for close fellowship with God. So let's pray and ask God to bless us and write this word on our hearts this morning. Father in heaven, we thank you for just being so good to us and for calling us to be your own, for calling us to belong to you, for faithfully upholding us by your Spirit, and for giving us this time together this morning in your word. Father, we do pray that you would write Psalm 84 on our hearts this morning, that you would prepare us to receive it by faith and treasure it up in our hearts and live it in our lives. Show us, Father, what it means to walk in the footsteps of Psalm 84, even as you teach it to us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 84 is written to the choir master. It is according to the Gittith, and it is a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Amen. That is Psalm 84. And it is just a beautiful psalm of just longing to be with God and having a single focus, a united heart, a clear longing for one thing, and that is for God. And I often like to put Psalm 84 along with Psalm 27, which is written by David. So one by the sons of Korah, one by David. Also Psalm 63 kind of fits in the same camp of these psalms that are just expressing a deep longing for God. Notice that the sons of Korah, they say, my soul longs, my heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. So there is a longing, a fainting, and a joyful worship of God. And so this is when you understand how good God is, when you understand how beautiful he is, when you understand how wonderful beyond description, how much higher and better than anything in this world. It's joyful, it's beautiful, and it's also longing because we get to worship God every Sunday morning together with his people on the Lord's Day, and God is pleased to give us a little appetizer, a little foretaste of glory at times in our Lord's Day morning worship. But we are longing to be where we are not, which is with the Lord. And for the sons of Korah, very much this longing was sort of centered around the temple, because the temple was given, the tabernacle first given by Moses, and then the temple made as a sort of permanent building copy of the tabernacle. It was given by God to his people as a reflection, an earthly reflection of the heavenly sanctuary. And this morning, some of us in our Bible reading were in Revelation 4 and 5. We're reading through the book of Revelation in the YouVersion Bible app, several of us. And so it was wonderful this morning in Revelation 4 and 5. We're lifted up in the Spirit through John's vision into the heavenly throne room, into the heavenly courtroom of God Almighty. And the temple was an earthly reflection of that. And so for the sons of Korah to want to be with God, to want to be in the courts of the Lord, as verse 2 says, it was very often to be in the temple. And there may have been some reason why the background of this psalm, why the sons of Korah couldn't be in the temple for a period of time. Maybe this was written during the exile. Maybe it was written as the temple was being rebuilt. We just don't know. We don't have any real background as to when this was written, so it's all just speculation. But it does seem like the temple is standing, because it says, even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. And so part of it is just this longing to be with God, and this picture that even there are even birds that get to live permanently in the temple. And what a blessing that must be, to be able to dwell in the presence of God continually. And we have that longing, right? But we're not in the presence of God continually, right? We're on pilgrimage. And so Psalm 84 continues in speaking of pilgrimage. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. Where do we get the strength to go on from day to day? Where do we get the hope and the encouragement and the power to really continue to press on toward heaven? Well, God is our strength. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. And I love this line, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. So in the Old Testament context of Psalm 84, three times a year, God's people were to go on pilgrimage to Jerusalem and gather at the temple and worship him. And you would make that journey three times a year, and you would know it by heart, right? It would be in your heart. You'd know it by heart, the way to get to Zion. But for us, I think it's the week-by-week pattern of Lord's Day morning worship engraves in our hearts a longing for our heavenly Zion, for the new Jerusalem, for our eternal home. And so in our hearts are the highways to Zion. And those highways are, I think, engraved on our hearts each Lord's Day morning when we gather together for worship. We praise God together with his saints. We hear from his word. We long for his presence. And then there's a wonderful thing when the highways to Zion are engraved on your heart. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. So the valley of Baca is a valley of salt and sorrow. It's kind of a dried up tears is almost the picture. It's a valley of sorrow. But when you go through the valley of sorrow, if the highways to Zion are engraved on your heart, then even times of sorrow become a place of springs. And even those hard times that we go through. And I was reminded, when I was looking at this and thinking about it, I was reminded of the funeral we went to on Saturday for Pastor Jean-Jacques Paul, and being there with his family and his friends and his ministry partners, we realized that even though we were in a place of sorrow, we were reminded and even refreshed from God's word. And so it's like you're walking through a dry valley and there's a place of springs, and springs will make pools, right? And the rain also covers it with pools. And so what comes up, what comes down is making it so that you can go from strength to strength. There are dry patches, right? Amen. There are dry patches in life where you're walking across that dry desert sand, that salty ground, but you go from pool to pool to pool, from strength to strength. God gives refreshment. Sometimes it comes up from within us by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. Sometimes it comes down on us in gathered worship. God refreshes our hearts, and we go from strength to strength. So he says, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield. Look on the face of your anointed. Ah, there's Jesus. See? Your anointed. Do you know what the Hebrew word for anointed is? Mashiach, Messiah. Look on the face of your anointed. And for us as believers, it's a reminder to us, that one little word dropped there at the end of verse 9 is a reminder to us that all of this is possible. The fact that heaven is our home, the fact that we are on a pilgrimage toward our home, the fact that we want to be in our heavenly home, the fact that every Sunday morning with Lord's Day worship, we can go from strength to strength, from pool to pool, the fact that we can have the highways to Zion engraved on our heart is all made possible by the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. His death that has removed our sin, his resurrection that has secured eternal life for us, his seating at the right hand of the Father praying for us. And so even now, as we cry out to God for him to give us the strength to help us to carry on, we know it's because Jesus sits at his right hand. And so when we pray, look on the face of your anointed, it is hear our cry through Jesus. See us through Jesus. Be our God and Father through Jesus. Look on the face of your anointed. He is our shield. Jesus is our shield and our salvation. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. There is nothing this world offers, could offer, that can compare at all with the greatness of knowing God and being in his presence. One day in the presence of God in eternity will be better than the whole lifetime we have spent here on earth. And this is why it should be our highest priority each week to get to Lord's Day morning worship, because that is our refreshment, and that is the way we begin our week, and that is the way we set our hearts on pilgrimage to Zion. And so we need to have that anchor and that pool for us every week to help us to long. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Why? For. Whenever you see that word for, it's giving you the because. Why is it so much better to be in the house of God? Because God, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Do you believe that? God gives his children who belong to him and who are made upright by his grace in Jesus Christ, God withholds no good thing. O Lord God of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Let us trust in God and press on toward our heavenly home, refreshed by what he gives us in this life by his grace. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you, for you are so good to us. You are so good. You're a sun and a shield. You are powerful. You are glorious. You protect us and you provide for us. Just as the sun provides life to the earth and a shield protects a warrior from the enemy, so you provide life to us and you protect us from the enemy of our souls. Let us trust in you. Rest in you. Walk with you. We live in crazy times, Lord. It is too easy to get caught up in the daily news cycle and the talking heads and the politicians and the pundits and the cultural commentators. Anchor our hearts in you. Engrave on our hearts the highways to Zion, that we might long to be with you and that we might love you more and more each day. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Again, we're not meeting on Friday morning, but next week, Lord willing, we'll pick up with Psalm 85. And I know the school year is getting ready to start, so just a quick question in our last minute here, and that is that, would you like to continue doing Psalms on Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings at 8:30? Or would you like to switch to something else as we head into the school year? I am content to do this. Maybe next week I could have some suggestions of other things that we could do. We could do a Bible study where we go through section by section, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't think I can do really more than 3 days a week, especially with the school year coming. But I've been enjoying this, and I hope you have, and I'd like to continue meeting. We could just continue going through Psalms. We've still got plenty left. Or we could pick a book of the Bible and do kind of a section-by-section devotional in the morning. So just let me know in a comment here or shoot me an email and let me know what your preference is as we are a couple weeks away from the start of the school year, at least here in Maryland. So have a blessed day. Hope to see you Sunday morning, 9:30, out at the 4-H camp. Looking forward to our gathering for worship again. It's been a few weeks since we've been able to do that, and I long to be together again to worship God. So have a blessed day.